Today's daf is Erechin daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on daf Yud Amid Beis. We are about 6 lines from the end of the page in daf Yud Amid Beis. We were just discussing various kalim that seem to have stopped functioning to their highest in their highest form because of attempts that were made to try to fix them. Meaning kalim that had dents that they tried to fix, and once they fixed them, they weren't able to make a nice music anymore, so they put the dents back in. Or sometimes kalim didn't have dents, but they just wanted to make them nicer, so they tried to be mitzapa them with gold. They tried to line them with gold, and it ruined the sounds that the kalim made, so they put them back in their original. In their original form. So we're holding 6 lines from the bottom along the same lines. Tanirim Shungum Liel Shiluach Hayim Mekaleach Mayim Biki Iser. The Shiluach used to sprout. The water used to spring forth from it through a hole the size of an Iser, the size of a certain coin. But it's a very small hole. So Tziva Melech Rechivu Kadesh Yisrabu Meimav. So the Melech said, let's widen it, let's broaden it, so that more water would come out. But as it turns out, Vinismaatu, when they tried to broaden it, they tried to widen it. It turned out that less water came out. So they went back to make the hole smaller so that it would flow strongly with water again. And this is in fulfillment of what the pasuk says. That a chacham shouldn't try to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His chacham is only going to destroy things if he tries to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his chacham. If you look at Rashi, Al Yisalel chacham shechachmaso eina ela mikalkelas lefi sheklei mikdash rishon al pi agvuru nasu. The kelim and the mikdash rishon were based on the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dichsiv akol b'ksav miyad Hashem alei askil kol melechas atavnis. Anything that had to do with making of the kelim or with the general structure of the Mikdash Rishon was determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and any attempt to improve on it is likely just going to destroy it. That is Al Yishalel Chacham Chachmasel, probably not just going on this last comment about the Me'ah Shiloach, but of all these things, any improvements that they tried to make in the kelim is going to be problematic. V'chein hayar Rishum Gamliel Omer Har Darvalim. Rishum Gamliel also says the Darvalim lo hayabim Mikdash. They didn't have Darvalim in the Mikdash. So my Hadarvalim, what are Hadarvalim that they didn't have in the Mikdash? What are we talking about? Amar Abaye Tavla Gurd Gadina. We're talking about a certain type of bell. Mipnei Shekolo, it changes on the side of the Girsa to Ov. Mipnei Shekolo Ov Uma Arvi Vesani Ima, because it didn't make a soft sound, it made a very thick sound and a heavy sound, and because it had a heavy sound, it would ruin the general sound of the chorus of instruments, so that's why they didn't have this kind of bell as one of the musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we're on the bottom line of Daf Yudam and Beis right now, 2 dots. Amar Rav Bar Shila, Amar Rav Masa, Amar Shmuel. Magrefa hisab mikdash. They had a certain type of magrefa in the mikdash. Magrefa literally means a shovel. They would use a magrefa to take off the ashes with the Trumas Hadeshen. But over here, it's referring to some type of musical instrument. So magrefa hisab mikdash asara nekavim hayuva, and it had 10 holes in it. Kol echad ve'echad motzi asara mine zemer. Each of the holes had 10 other holes, which produced 10 different types of musical notes. Rashi says, what are we talking about? How does a hole have a hole? A hole is a hole. So Rashi writes on the top, b'kol nekev hayakana echad, each hole had a certain tube that came out of it, to b'kol kana v'kana hayubo yud nekavim, and each of those tubes had 10 holes in it, u'b'kol nekev shalkana hotzi min zemer, and each of the holes in the tube produced a certain type of music, nimtzeis kula motziyah me'ah mine zemer. So it turns out, if you had 10 tubes that were themselves musical instruments that each had 10 holes in them, so that's a total of 100 different types of musical notes that were able to be played by this one larger instrument called a magrefa. So that's me'ah mine zemer. V'masnisa tana, the Braisa taught as follows, that he ama, ugavo ama, a little more detail about this magrefa, that it was an ama big, it was an ama tall, the kata yotze emena, and a handle came out of it, v'asara nekavim hayuba, and there were 10 nekavim in it, sounds like it means in the handle, kol echad motzi mea mine zemer, and each of the holes had produced not 10 different types of musical notes, but 100 different types of musical notes, nimtzeis kula motzia, Elef mine zemer. So this musical instrument in total actually produced 1,000 types of musical notes. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak v'simenayich masnisa guzma. If you want to remember who says what over here, which comment was made by Rav Master Amar Shmuel, and which comment was made by the Braisa, Good way to remember is Masnisa Guzma, that the Braisa typically gives more of an exaggeration. And over here it's a very exaggerated number of musical notes that can come out of one instrument, that it's 1,000 musical notes comes out of one instrument. That's a much more exaggerated number than to say that it was just 100. Now Rashi, on the bottom, Rashi in the Dafirim Beis, says Magrefa. What is the Magrefa? He says Shabar Gorfin Asadash Mizbech Vidal Vuken Kaf. He says, yeah, it's a shovel. The same shovel that they used to shovel off the ashes of the Mizbeach. That's what we're talking about over here, that it made some sort of musical notes. That's a little bit difficult to understand, because if it's a shovel, then it probably shouldn't have holes in it if you want to use it as a shovel. A shovel that has holes in it is probably not the most effective shovel in the world. So Tosus writes that Vakasha Da'isa Klei Zemer. What's he talking about, the shovel that they would use to shovel off the ashes? It sounds in the Gemara that we're talking about a Klei Zemer. It talks about how many different musical notes he was able to produce. Elinir Lefarish Tosu says, the Shnei Mine Magrefos Hayu, Achas Ladesh, and Vachas Shir. There were two types of shovel-shaped implements in the Beis HaMikdash. One of them was used as a shovel to shovel off the ashes of the Mizbeach, and the other was some type of musical instrument that looked a little bit like a shovel, but they can't possibly be the same thing, because it's impossible that the shovel that they would use to shovel off the Mizbeach actually was a musical instrument that produced 100 or 1,000 different sounds. Fine, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. Who played all these instruments? Three-way machlokas. Was it the Avdei Kohanim that played these musical instruments? Was it a mishpacha miyuchasas b'Yisrael, a Yisrael family that was miyuchas and were masim and oseim l'kuna, were able to marry into families of Kohanim? Or was it the Levian that played these musical instruments? So what is the nekudas ha-machlokas? The Gemara is going to have two possibilities. So leimu b'haka mifgi. Let's suggest maybe the nekudas ha-machlokas is as follows. Demandi amar avadim hayu, the one that says that it was the avadim who played these instruments, kasavar ikar shir b'peh, that they must hold that the ikar shira, the real primary mitzvah of shira in the Mikdash, is done by singing, by your voice. The klei l'b'sumei kalu davida, the kalim, the musical instruments that they use, were just to make it sound nicer, but that's not the ikar mitzvah, and therefore avadim were able to do it, because the real mitzvah of shira that the Levim had is the mitzvah of singing. The musical instruments could be done by anybody. Umandiam Levim hayu, but the one that says that it was the Levim who played the musical instruments, Kasavar Ikar Shira B'Kli, must hold that the Ikar Mitzvah of Shira is performed with Kalim, it's performed with the instruments, and that's why it was necessary to have Levian use the instruments. So says Gemara, that's great to explain those two Shitos, but there was a third Shita in the Mishnah. V'tizbar Rabbi Yossi, my Kasavar, what's Rabbi Yossi going to be left holding? I Kasavar Ikar Shira B'Peh Avadim Sagya, if you hold that Ikar Shira B'Peh, that the primary mitzvah of the music produced in the Mikdash was singing, so then they should have been able to have avadim play the musical instruments, because as long as the Levim are doing the singing, it shouldn't be a problem. And if you hold Ikar Shir B'Kli, well then you need Levim to play the musical instruments. So how would we explain Rabbi Yossi's Shita that you need Yisraelim Yuchasim to dafka play the musical instruments? Doesn't make sense according to either Shita. If the musical instruments are critical for the mitzvah of Shira, then you need Levim. If they're not critical, anybody should be able to do. Why would we ever say that you need Yisraelim Yuchasim? So for that reason, the Gemara rejects that first possibility of explaining the Machlokas in our Mishnah, and instead the Gemara says, Yolam Kasavar Ikar Shir B'Peh. Really, everybody in our Mishnah holds Ikar Shir B'Peh. The primary mitzvah of Shira is singing. So musical instruments, L'chora, according to everybody, should be open to anybody, that even Avadim should be able to do it. No, the reason there's Machlokas about who gets to play the musical instruments is the following. What they're really arguing about is what kind of assumptions do we make when we see someone playing musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. Do we assume that they have a certain yichus? Do we assume that they're able to eat Maaser Rishon, that they're a Levi now? So Mandiam Rav Avadim Hayu, the one that says that we allow Avadim to play the instruments, holds that we make no assumptions whatsoever, neither about Yichus, nor about the ability to eat Maaser Rishon, when we see someone playing the musical instruments in the Mikdash. So anyone could do it, because we're not going to make any assumptions, not going to lead to anything bad coming out of it. Mandi Amar Levim, how you the one that says that we were makbid to dafka have Levim play the instruments, Kasav Malin Miduchen, Bein liyuchsin, bein lemaestros, holds that when you see someone playing the instruments, you then we then assume that he has good yichus, and we allow him to eat maaser rishon. So we can only let Leviim do it, because whoever is doing it, we're going to allow them to eat maaser rishon. So it's got to be only Leviim. Ulman dam Yisraelim hayu. And the one that says that Yisraelim Yuchasim were the ones that played the musical instruments, holds that when you see someone playing musical instruments, you have the right to assume that they're miyuchasim, but you don't have the right to give them maaser rishon. So that's why Yisraelim were able to do it. It sounds like a little bit strange, because which one comes first? Meaning, we only make that assumption because those are the people that do it. So how can you say that we're only going to allow those people to do it because we're making that assumption? Just don't make that assumption. Meaning, it sounds like that the assumption came first somehow. Unclear how that developed, why we would ever make that assumption. What was the assumption? Kaveh the halacha, or the halacha kaveh the assumption? Sounds like the halacha should have been kaveh the assumption, not the other way around. So it's a little bit difficult to understand how that exactly played out. Now, the Gemara had mentioned the possibility that there is this concept of Ikar Shira B'peh, and this is not only a possibility. The Gemara assumed that everyone in our Mishnah really holds Ikar Shira B'peh, that the primary mitzvah of Shira is the singing. The Kalim is just to make it sound nice. So Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Samach Tesam and Beis write that when the Pasuk says in Sefer Ezra, Perches, Vakabtse Mel Hanar Haba Al Achva V'nachna Sham Yomim Shlosha V'avina Ba'amu B'kwanu M'nei Levi that Ezra is talking about, that the Bnei HaGola who are returning to Eretz Yisrael for the second Beis HaMikdash. So he says that I gathered everybody together and I did a head count and I found Kohanim, but I didn't find any Leviim. So Rashi and Tosfos both say it can't mean that there weren't any Leviim at all, because the Mishnah in Kiddushin and Samach Tesam and Aleph, it's the name of the fourth paragraph of Kiddushin, says Asari Yuchsin Alumi Bavel, that all 10 levels of Yichus, people from all 10 levels of Yichus came up from Bavel. Now included in the Asar Yuchsin are Leviim. So how could it be that Ezra did a head count and turned out that there were no Leviim? Of course there were Leviim. So says Rashi and Tosos, what Ezra meant to say is that there were Leviim, but nobody who could do Shira, because all the Leviim were Ketsutze Bahonos, their thumbs were cut off. And because their thumbs were cut off, they were unable to do Shira. The Gemara Maseches Yevamos Daf Pei Vavam Beis tells us that the Leviim were Niknas, because no Leviim who were Ra'ui came back. They had a Knas that we don't give them Maestros from the days of Ezra and on. That the Leviim, there was a Knas not to give them Maestro Rishon anymore, even though Medina D'Oraisa, Leviim are supposed to get Maestro Rishon. So Tosus writes in Yevamos that even though there were Leviim that came back, but there was still this Knas because none of the Leviim who could have done Shira came back. The only Leviim who came back were the ones that were Ketsutze Bahonos, whose thumbs were cut off. And Tosfos adds that even if you say Ikar Shira B'peh, so wait a second, who cares that there were Ketsutze Bahonos, that they didn't have thumbs? Thumbs you need to play a musical instrument, but for singing you don't need thumbs. So why are we so worried about that? Our Gemara sounds like everyone in our Mishnah agrees Ikar Shira B'peh. So what kind of Knas is this, that no Leviim that were roi for Shira came? They were all roi for Shira. They just weren't roi to play musical instruments. So Tosfos says, now even if you hold Ikar Shira B'peh and you don't need the Bahonos to sing, nevertheless they were makbid to make such a knas, because there's also a mitzvah b'kli. Yeah, it's Ikar Shira B'peh, but kli is also a mitzvah. So the Shagas Aryeh in the Sefer Gevura Sari and Maseches Tainis of Chavzayin Amaralf asks that if you hold Ikar Shira B'peh, no, then why were these people not for Shira? You want to say it's because of their thumbs and therefore they were missing thumbs, so it's a mum? No, mum doesn't pasul b'leviim. That's a gemara in Chulin of Chavdalin, that a mum is not going to be a psul b'leviim. And if you want to say because there's a mitzvah of kli as well, like Tosfos writes in Yevamos, and really is clear in our sugya as well, that even if you hold Ikar Shira B'peh, still they used kelim for some reason, so obviously there's some sort of mitzvah in using musical instruments, but the Gemara is very clear over here that if you hold Ikar Shira B'peh, then anybody is allowed to play the musical instruments. If you hold Ikar Shira B'peh, you could have Yisraelim, Avde Kohanim, play the musical instruments. So, and in the Maskara of the Gemara, even Rabbi Yossi, who holds that for the Shiras Kalim, you need Yisraelim Yuchasim, who married off their children to Kuna, that's only because we're Malamiduch Liuchsin. But without the chashash of what are we going to assume about these people, may Ikar Adin, in terms of who plays the instruments, it could be anybody. So says Shagas Aryeh, very strange to assume that we're going to make a Knas on the Levim because they showed up without thumbs, or only the ones without thumbs showed up. Very unusual. Why should we make a Knas? They should still be able to participate because Ikar Shir Bapeh, and the Kalim could be played by anybody. I don't care. Tos says, yeah, but the Kalim is also part of the mitzvah. Yeah, but you don't need Levim for that mitzvah. Anybody could have done that mitzvah. So says the Shagas Aryeh in the Sefer Gvura Sari that by MS these Levim were Ketutze Bahonos. Why were they Ketutze Bahonos? What Levim, an odd number of Levim with thumbs cut off? If you can say all the Levim that came in the times of Ezra, who was cutting off their thumbs? So says the Shagas Aryeh, must be that they were around at the Korban HaBayis 70 years earlier. And when the city was attacked and the armies came in, they did things to them like cutting off their thumbs to make sure they'll never be able to play musical instruments, or for whatever reason, maybe just to torture them. So if these were people that were around at the time of the Korban HaBayis, then these were people who were very old at this point in time. Very old people have a difficult time singing with a nice voice. So since they were Zekeinim Muflagim Mela, they couldn't do Ikar Shir Bepeh either. They couldn't do Shir Bepeh. So he's saying only the old Levim showed up. The younger generation didn't care enough to show up. The older generation showed up because they remembered what it was like to have a Beis HaMikdash. So that generation showed up, but that generation couldn't do the Shira. It's a Mechudosh Dika Mahalich of the Shagas Aryeh. Okay. The Rambam writes in Perish HaMishnayis that if you hold Ikar Shir Bepeh, only the Levim are kosher to do Shira, it's not shayich to be done if Shira's it's only shayich to be done Lagabi Shira's Kalim if Yisrael could do it, or you need Dafka Levim. But Tosfos Maseches Tainis writes that if you hold Ikar Shir Bepeh, everyone is kosher l'shira, even psul mamzerim, because it's enu ela bepeh. Unbelievable chiddush of Tosfos Chav Zayinim and Aleph Maseches Tainis. That if you hold Ikar Shir Bekli, so our Gemara is very clear. If you hold Ikar Shir Bekli, then only Levim could do it. But so we assume, like the Rambam says, if you hold Ikar Shir Bepeh, so only Levim can sing. But says Tosfos Maseches Tainis, no. If you hold Ikar Shir Bepeh, anybody could do that, because that's not a maisa chashuva. Singing is not as much of a maisa. But you're taking kelim that have some level of kedusha and you're playing them, that would be more of a chashuva maisa. So this Vasemis and Afla wonder about this. This Tosos is against the pashtus of Arasugya. We assume that whatever the Ikar Shira is can only be done by the Levim. That's what it sounds like from Arasugya. It's a very, very unusual chiddush of Tosos. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta, we're at the two dots, Aleph and Aleph, about 20 lines into the page. Tan Rabbanan, Hashir Ma'akiv is a carbon divrei Meir. The shear is Ma'akiv the carbon, that the carbon is not good without the shear. That's Rav Meir's Shita. Says Tosos, what are you talking about? Kasha, to Hashir B'shas Nisuch. The shear was sung at the time of the Nisuch. V'Nisuch ain't Ma'akiv the carbon. The whole Nisuch is not Ma'akiv the carbon. The carbon's kosher without Nisuch. The other maybe is Zvach Vayom, Nisach Mikana Darba Yom. You could bring your Zevach today, and you have 4 days to still do the Nisachim. And the shear is only by the Nisuch. So how can you say that the Nisuch, that the shear is makiv the carbon? So v'nir l'fari shear makiv is a carbon hainu nisuch. Shemin shirei nisuch. Doesn't mean that it's makiv the carbon. It means it's makiv the nisuch of the carbon. Fine. The chum amreinu makiv. The chum say it's not makiv. So my time is Rameir. Why does Rameir think that the shear is makiv the nisuch? Damakra ve'edna salvim nesumim la'arun ulvanav mitoch b'nei Yisrael l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael. So we darshin maka paramakevis. We're comparing shira to kapara. So just like kapara is ma'akev, afshira ma'akevah, so to shira is ma'akev. It's not going to be, as Tosfos points out, not going to be ma'akev the carbon, but at least will be ma'akev the nisuch. So that's where Rameir gets the shita that the shira is so critical that it's even ma'akev. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say, ha'hu li'idach to Rabbi Lazar. No, we need that pasuk teach me a different din of Rabbi Lazar. Damar Rabbi Lazar, ma'kapar b'yom, afshira b'yom. Teaches me not that just like kapara is ma'akev, so to shira is ma'akev, but no, just like kapara is only during the day, so to shira can only be done during the day. That's the chiddush, that it's only done during the day, that it's not done at night. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Minayin le'ikar shira min haTorah. How do we know that there is a din of shira min haTorah? Where in the Torah do we find a din of shira? The Gemara is going to have 10 sources, 10 possible sources for where we know Shira min HaTorah. So number one, Shenamar, the Pasuk says, V'sheiras b'shem Hashem Elokav, so Ezu, Sheiras Shem Hashem, what is a Sheiras, what is a service that we do with the Shem Hashem, HaVeyomazu Shira, that must be a reference to Shira. So from there we see the concept of Shira. I frak the Gemara, really, is that the only type of sheirus that we do with the Shem Hashem? Ve'emen asis kapayim, and maybe it's referring to duchening, a kohen duchens, it's also some type of service that he's doing using the Shem Hashem. So midichsir, from the fact that the pasuk says, l'shar so ulevarich b'shmo, mechal de birchas kranim lav sheirus hi. From the fact that it says, l'shar so ulevarich b'shmo, as two separate items, that l'shar so is one item, l'varich b'shmo is the second item, sounds like Levarich Bishmo is not a form of Sheirus. So what's the only Sheirus left where we use the Shem Hashem? Must be that it's talking about Shira. That's source number one. That's how we know that that Shira is Min HaTorah. Source number two, Rav Masa Amar Me'achar. Rav Masa says, no, we learn from the following. So there is some type of avoda that's supposed to be done b'simcha v'tuv levav. Ezu we avoda shabesimcha v'tuv levav. What kind of avoda is done not only with both simcha and tuv levav and gladness of heart or goodness of heart? Haviyomer zashira. That sounds like singing. Singing is simcha and tuv levav. I veim a divrei Torah. Who says it's Shira? Maybe it's Divrei Torah is b'simcha v'tuv lev v'duchsiv p'kudu Hashem Yisharim m'samche lev. So it says more now. The pasuk says about Torah is that it's m'samche lev. M'samche lev ikri tov lo ikri. That it's missing an element. We said that there's a type of avoda that simcha and tov levav. Torah is simchas halev. It's not tov levav. So that's what we see, that it must be only Shira. Frankly, Gemara, still, there's something else that's both Simcha and Tov Levav. Ve'ema Bikurim, Dichsiv, V'samachta B'chalatov. Maybe it's Bikurim, because it says Simcha and Tov by Bikurim. So Tov Ikri, Tov Levav, Lo Ikri. No, it's missing that third word of Levav. It's Simcha and it's Tov, but it's not Levav. So that's how we know that Bikurim is out. Once we mention Bikurim, so the Gemara says, Amra Masim, Inayim the Bikurim Shatun Shira. How do I know that when you bring the Bikurim, it also requires a certain element of Shira? Asya Tov Tov Mehacha. We learn it from the regular Shira by the Karbanos, Tov Tov. So it says Tov in both contexts. Frankly, Gemara Eini, Vamra Shomar Nachmeni, Amra Mionasan, Minayin Shenom Shira, El Aliyayin. How do I know that you can only say Shira Aliyayin, Shenemar, Vatomer Lahem, Agefen, Echdalti, As Tiroshi, Amesameach, Elukim, Vanashim, Imanashim, Mesameach, Elukim, Bemem, Mesameach. So if, yeah, it's Mesameach, man, how's it Mesameach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikan Shenom Shira, El Aliyayin. We see from there that Shira, what's Mesameach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not wine, what's Mesameach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shira. But we see that when you drink wine, you're supposed to say Shira. So therefore, both man and Hashem is made happy. So what's the Kasha? Kasha is we just said that we darshin that Bikurim requires Shira, but there's no wine by Bikurim. And Shira is only said when there's wine. So how could there is wine by Nesachim? The Nesachim are wine. That's the libations that we pour on the Mizbech, is wine. But there's no wine by Bikurim. So how do we have Shira by Bikurim? Says Gemara, yes, there is wine by Bikurim. Mishkachasok in the Tanya of Yosef. Priyatamevi Mashkin. In general, you're supposed to bring the fruits, not the drinks that come from the fruits. You want to bring pomegranates. You don't bring pomegranate juice. You don't bring the juice, you bring the fruits. Hevi anavim v'darko minayin. Tamalomar tavi. How do I know that grapes that have been turned into a drink, that's okay, that you do bring wine? Pasuk says, tavi, that's an extra riboy that you do bring wine. So by Bikurim, there is wine. The mitzvah of avos Bikurim, you would bring wine. So that's why there could be Shira by Bikurim as well. But again, all of this was just as a way of expressing the second possibility of how we know Shira min HaTorah, because the pasuk says Tachas Shalavad Hashem Elokecha b'Simcha v'Tov Levav. Simcha v'Tov Levav is dafka a reference to Shira. Now we rejected the possibility that it's a reference to Torah, because Torah is called Simcha and Lev, but it's not called Tov. So Tosas points out there are plenty of pesukim that relate to the word Tov to Torah. Lekach Tov Nasati Lechem. Tov li Torah picha. All this is Tov. It says Tov by Torah as well. How could the Gemara say, no, it says Simcha and Lev by Torah. It never says Tov by Torah. Yes, it does. So he says, Yesh Lomadachi Kamrim, Sameach Lev Ikri, Tov, what's the Girsa? Tov shesamuch l'simcha umashmus l'lashon simcha. The fact that it says tov in regards to the Torah is not enough. We want tov and simcha to be juxtaposed with each other. Once there's a pasuk that juxtaposes tov and simcha with each other in the context of Torah, that would be enough to tell me that that simcha v'tov levav is reference to Torah. But otherwise, we have no indication that it's a reference to Torah, and therefore it's got to be dafka a reference to Shira. Now the Ramban writes in Sefer for a mitzvah, Sharash Aleph, that the Chiyuv of Halal and Yantav is a mitzvah midaoraisa midin simcha, that there's a part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav is that a person has to say Halal, and his makar is from Rav Masna, where Rav Masna says that Shira is mevili de simcha. Rav Masna, the second day over here of Taksh Shalavad, Shemel Kacha, besimcha, v'tov levav, is a reference to Shira. So Shira obviously brings about simcha. So if Shira brings about Simcha, what is our form of Shira? It's Halal. So if there's a mitzvah of Simcha, there must be a mitzvah of Halal. That's the Ramban's Ha'ara. So it must be that Rav Masna means say that Al Yidei Simcha, a person is Bali De Shira, causes a person to break into song. That like Rashi writes, Ein Adam Shar Shira, Ela Mitoch Simcha V'Tov Leva. A person sings only when there's gladness of heart. So that's the Ramban. The Shagas Aryeh disagrees with the Ramban. The Shagas Aryeh says, no, wait a second. What comes first? The Ramban is saying there must be that there's a chiyuv of Hal and Yantav because it's din of Simcha. Sounds like the way you're going to be mesameach yourself is by singing. Shagas Aryeh says, no, the Varnan of Masna is that when a person is happy, they sing out of joy. Not that singing brings about joy. Joy brings about singing. This is a debate in the contemporary world of chinuch, right? Is it that what's going to give kids a geschmack and enjoyment of Yiddishkeit? Is it going to be singing? You sing with them and they'll love it and they'll enjoy it? Or no, singing has to be sincere. When they enjoy it and they love it and they feel connected, then they'll sing. But to stop sing just out of nowhere, so Shagas Aryeh says, I don't understand, what's singing going to do? Singing only is an expression of joy. It's not something that brings about joy. Okay, fine. Chizkiyah, our third possibility. How do we know Shira min HaTorah? Mehacha. The pasuk says as follows. Uchinanyahu shar halaviyim b'masa yasar b'masa kimevinhu. Al tikri yasur el yashir. So don't say yasur, say yashir. So we see yashir, that the mitzvah of Shira min HaTorah. Balvati yom Rabbi Yochanan. Balvati, Rashi says, is a shem chacham, the name of a rabbi. I don't know if he appears anywhere else in Shas. That's why Rashi has to tell us that it's an actual name. Balvati says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan from the following. La avod avodas avoda. The fourth possibility of how we know Shira min HaTorah. Pasuk says, to do avodas avoda. Ezu avoda shetrich avoda. What is avoda that requires avoda? Havyomer zu Shira. That's Shira. Shira is done together with avoda. So in itself, it's an avoda, it's done together with avoda, so that's how we know Shira min HaTorah. Fifth possibility, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, Su'uzimru Snusov, Kinor Noimim Novel. So you see that it says Su'uzimru, Zimra, you should go and sing, so with musical instruments. So that's where we learn the din of Shira. Sixth possibility, of Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, Yisu Kolam. The what's the pasuk? Pasuk is Yisu Kolam Yaronu Bigaon Hashem Tzahalu Miyam. So from there we learn din of Shira. V'tana Maisila Mehacha. Seventh possibility that we derive the mitzvah of Shira from Lune Kahas Lo Nasan Ki Avodas Hakodesh Aleim Bakasef Yisau. That Mimash Rishonim Rokasef Eni Yodei Sheyisau. If it's on their shoulders, obviously it's something that they're holding. Matam Lo Yisau. Why does it have to say that they're carrying it? Ein Yisau El Lashon Shira. Yisau must be a reference not to carrying, but to Shira. V'cheinu Amar Su'u Zimra Usnu Sof V'amar Yisu Kolam Yaronu. You see in these two other psukim, the Lashon of Su'u and Yisu is a Lashon of singing, is a Lashon of Shira. So that's how we see the seventh possibility of Shira min HaTorah. Eighth possibility, Chanya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Amar Mehacha. Chanya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua says we learn Shira from the following. Moshe Yidaber Ve'elokim Yanenu B'kol. that Moshe speaks in Elokim Yanina Bakol. What's that about? Al Iske Kol, that Hashem was telling Moshe, was commanding Moshe about things relating to his kol. What are things relating to his kol? The mitzvah of singing. Moshe was a Levi after all, so he had a requirement. He had a requirement to sing. We think of Moshe as Moshe Rabbeinu, but you can't forget that he was also a Levi, so he had regular Levi responsibilities as well. Rashi says that that's why Akash Baruch was being mitzavim and Shira. Now, some sofer in the Tshuva wonders, in Ebenezer Chel Beisim and Sadi Beis, how was Moshe able to do Shira? He's Nifsal B'Shanim, he was already 80 years old. He was too old to do Shira. So in Maseches Chulin, Chassam Sofer writes the following. He says that it must have been a Hora'a Shah that Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to do Shira, because we know about Moshe Rabbeinu, L'cha se'eno v'lo nas lecho, that even as he got older, he didn't lose a step. He still retained his vigor and his strength from his younger years. So maybe it was a Hora'a Shah that even though he was very old, he was still able to do the Shira. Rav Yosef Engel and Gilyoni Ashas and Sot over there asks that in Zvachim there is a Shita that holds that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. So then he's Pasul Shira anyway, like the Gemara is going to say, Atem b'shalem v'hem b'shalachem b'misa, that if a Levi does the Avodas Kohanim, or a Kohen does the Avodas Halevim, they're Chayiv Misa. Okay, so if you hold like that Shita, then you talk, have a problem over here, if you say that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. But Pasha Pshat is Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi, and that's what the Gemara is talking about over here. Ninth possibility, how we know Shira is Min HaTorah, Rav Ashi Amar Me'acha, V'yikechal M'chatzatzrim L'mashorim L'shmiya Kol Echad. And the final, tenth possibility, Rav Yonas Amar Me'acha, V'yimsu Gam Heim just like Atem, the Kohanim, have Avodas Mizbeach, so too Haim, the Levium, also have a certain Avodas Mizbeach. Not the regular Avoda, they have an Avoda of Shira. They have a mitzvah of Shira that's done in conjunction with the Karban. Now, we said before that the Avoda that Simcha V'Tov Levav is Shira. Now, we've gone through all the sources, but the source number two was that Avoda of Simcha V'Tov Levav is Shira. It's interesting to point out, just wanted to mention Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Birchos Kohanim in Siman Kuf Chaf Ches Si'if Mem Dalet writes that a Kohen who is single, even though he's single, he can still duchen. But Ramah writes Yeshomrim She'enu Nosei Kapav, that a Kohen who's not married should not do Nesias Kapayim, because Hashori Below Isha Shori Below Simcha, that someone who's below Isha is without Simcha as well, and the Mevarech has to have Simcha. The Mevarech has to be b'simcha. That's why our minig is that we're not Ashkenazim. At least our minig is that we don't do Birchas Kohanim in Chutz Laaretz every day. We only do it on the Regalim when we have a higher level of simcha. Even though the mitzvah technically is a mitzvah that should have been done every day. But anyway, our minig is that single men also do Nesias Kapayim, even though they're not married and Shari Belisha Shari Bel Simcha. But if someone wants to not do it, Ein Mochen Biado. That's how the Rama says. We don't make a big deal about it. If a guy is not interested and he says, I'm a single guy, I don't have simcha in my life, I don't want to do Nesias Kapayim, so we wouldn't force him to do Nesias Kapayim in that situation. Okay, Tanya Namiyachi, we have a braisa that supports this idea that Kohanim have their avodas mizbeach and Levim have their avodas mizbeach. V'loyumsu gam heim gam atem. So it refers to heim and atem. So we darshan atem b'shalahem v'heim b'shalachem b'misa. The Kohen does a Levi's job, or a Levi does a Kohen's job, the chayiv misa. Heim b'shalahem in a b'misa l'bashara. If a Levi does a Levi's job, but not his job as a Levi, the Levium were divided up into three groups. There were the Mishorim, Mishoarim, and the Shomrim. The ones that sang, the ones that were in charge of opening the gates, and the guards. So if a Levi would do another job, the Mishorim would be Shoer, or the Mishoarim would be Mishorer, so they're not Chayiv Misa, but it is a Los Hasei. They are Chayiv Bashar. It is an Avera to do something like that. The Minchas Chinuch wonders, why do we need a pasuk tell me that Levi is not allowed to do the Avodas Kohanim? There's a lav mefurish in the Torah that a Zar is not allowed to do Avodas Kohanim. It says, Hazara Krev Yumas. So Levi, Legabe Avodas Kohanim, is clearly a Zar. So the Rambam writes that anyone who's not Mizera Aaron, the Rambam says, is considered in B'yas Midrash Perek Tes, is considered a Zar. So the Minchas Chinuch is metarates that mitzad the lav of a Zara Krev Yumas, the Chiv Misa is not Bidei Shemayim unless you do an Avodah Tami. You don't have a Chiv Misa Bidei Shemayim time, unless you do a complete avoda, one of the four avodas, or all four avodas. But if you do other avodas that are not one of the four avodas, you'd only be chayiv malchus. But a Levi that does avodas kohanim is chayiv misa, even if he doesn't do an avoda tama, even if he doesn't do one of the four avodas. That must be the chiddush of this pasuk, that a Levi doing the avodas kohanim is b'misa. But anyway, the Levi doing another Levi's job is only b'asara. Amar Abayi Nekitin Mishar Shashir B'shal Chaveru B'misa. Abayi said, no, we learned that if a Mishorer does gate closing, he's chayiv misa. Not that it's just b'asara shenemar. V'chonam v'nei mishkan kein mil v'nei l'moed v'asara kerev yimas. My zar, what's the reference to the zar over here? Ilem zar mamish, if you're talking about a non, literally a zar, haksiv chad zimna. Well, we already said that. Elav zar dos avoda. Must be someone who's a zar to that avoda. Meaning, even though the guy is a Levi, but he's not doing his job, he's chayiv misa. So we see two deos over here, whether a Levi who does a different job is only b'asara, or he's actually chayiv misa. So meisve mishara shashir, mishara shashar, and misa b'asara. So we ask an Abaye, but didn't we just say before that it's only b'asara, that there is no misa? Says Gemara Tanaihi, it's machlokas whether it's b'asara or b'misa when a Levi does another Levi's job. The Tanya, we have a brice as follows: meisve Rabbi Shur bar Chananya shahalach l'sei abagavas t'losos et Rabbi Yochanan ben Gurgada. Rabbi Shur bar Chananya helped with the closing of the doors. Amar lo b'ni chazol acharecha shata b'nei mishorim v'lo b'nei mishorim. So he said, stop, don't help me, you're a singer, you're not a gate closer. So my love, so isn't it, aren't they arguing about the following? That one holds that it's a din in misa to do the wrong job, and the rabbanon made a gzeira that you're not even allowed to help to do the wrong job, even if you're not doing it all on your own. The other one says, nah, it's only an ashara in the first place, so they never made a gzeira that you're not allowed to help. It's an ashara that you're not allowed to do it on your own. So they never bothered making a gzeira that you're not allowed to help. Isn't that the machlokas? So says, no, the kuleal masarihi. Maybe everyone holds it's only an ashara, it's not a misa. The machlokas is just pasha. Did they make a gzeira that you're not even allowed to be misayaya? Or is the gzeira purely on, or is the isser only on doing it all by yourself and nothing to do with being Messiah? Now, the Sefer Achinuch writes that that min adoma, that a kohen that's mesayeh b'mlechus chavero hakohen, he's also chayiv misa. So the Mayan HaChachmi says, doesn't know what he's talking about. By the Levim, you have defined roles. Every Levi has to do their job and nobody else's job. But by Kohanim, you don't have such defined roles. So very difficult to understand what the Sefer Achinuch is talking about in Mitzvah Shin Pei Tes when he writes that. Now the Rambam writes that Levim that do avodas Kohanim or are mesayeh in a melacha that's not their own melacha, they're chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So it's mavur in the Rambam that he holds that a Messiah is chayiv misa as if he did it himself, which is directly against our Gemara, because our Gemara l'kala deos, it's only drabbanon, it's gozer be rabbanon that if you're only Messiah. The Rambam says that a Messiah is chayiv misa, because Mishnah wonders what in the world the Rambam is talking about. He said the Rambam must have had a different gears in the Gemara. Now the Arachayim HaKadosh suggests that maybe there's Tzvei Dinim b'Messiah, and B'Midbar Parak Yudchas Pasuk Gimel, the Arachayim HaKadosh on Chumash says maybe there's Tzvei Dinim in Messiah. Sometimes I help you out because you can't do it on your own. Sometimes you can do it on your own. I help you out, but I just make it a little easier for you. It could be that when the Gemara says that the Messiah is only Gezerah, that's when you could do it on your own, and I'm just helping to make it easier for you. When the Rambam says you chayv misa for Messiah, if you're helping in a job that's not your job, maybe the Rambam's talking about that kind of case, where I'm being Messiah, where you couldn't do it on your own, and without me, you would never be able to do it. So maybe there's Tzvei Dinim in Messiah. Fine. By Rabbi Avin, Olas Nidvas Tzibur, Tuna Shiro and a Tuna Shira. What if you have an Olas Nidava of a carbon of a tzibur? Does that require shira or not? So when the pasuk talks about shira, it says olo seichem, and it says it's katam chatzotzos al olo seichem shira, right? With olo seichem, amar achmana achas olos chava achas olos nedava. Sounds like all types of ola, both an olos chava and an olos nedava requires shira. Al dim, or maybe no, olo seichem to kuli Yisrael kamar achmana, or maybe only when it's olo seichem of the entire klal Yisrael that requires shira, but not an olos nedava. So Tashma Gemara tries to prove whether olos nedava requires shira or not. Vayomer chizkiyo la'alos ha'ola, hobeis heichel ha'ola heichel shir Hashem ha'chatzotzos ayidei klei David melech Yisrael. So hai shira maya vidita, what kind of shira was going on? Ilei medolos chov ha'lam liyam luchei. Because apparently, vayomer chizkiyo means that chizkiyo had to ask a shayli, he wasn't sure about something. So if it was an olos chov, so what wasn't he sure about? Of course it requires shira. El labdolos nedava, must be that it was an olos nedava, and we see that the maskane is that it does require shira. So isn't this a raya? Amrav Yosef lo olas Rosh Chodesh hava. Now maybe it was an olas Rosh Chodesh. V'kam baylu mihuk for Rosh Chodesh bezmana delikra v'lo. And he wasn't sure whether it was in fact Rosh Chodesh that he needed to bring this carbon or not. Amle Abayu mimat samer halchi. Can you say that it was Rosh Chodesh? V'aksiv v'yom shisha asal lechodesh rishon. It says that it was the 16th day of Nisan. V'yom chizkiyol alas ha'ola al mizbech. So it couldn't have been Rosh Chodesh. It was already 16th day of Nisan. He wasn't sure about Rosh Chodesh. Elam rem bered Rav Yevik keves habayim ha'omer kami baylu. He wasn't sure about the keves that's brought together with the carbon omer, which is on the second day of Pesach. Mi kavu Rosh Chodesh b'zman ha'delikra v'lo. He wasn't sure if Rosh Chodesh was a Chodesh chaser male. Chodesh Adar was chaser male, and when day exactly was Rosh Chodesh, if it was really the second day of Pesach that he needed to bring this carbon. So Mas Rav Avya, if he wasn't sure what day Rosh Chodesh was, he's got bigger problems than that. V'lichsi Pesach hechiyavid. Go back and see when did you bring carbon Pesach a couple of days ago, and then you'll figure out whether it's the second day of Pesach now. Matzah hechiyachil. Right, when did you eat matzah? So he had bigger problems if he couldn't figure that out. Elam Ravashi midedav ashlich tzibur demimlach. No, he knew exactly what day it was. But just like there's a din that a shliach tzibur is supposed to be mamli, not even though he knows that he's appointed as a shliach tzibur, he's still supposed to ask for reshus to be ola. So hashad aslach yafil teim olas chova midedav ashlich tzibur demimlach. So maybe we're talking about an olas chova over here. He had no shilas. Of course, it required shira, but he asked because that's derech eretz that you're always mamlich. That's what a shliach tzibur does, and that's what Chizkiyahu was doing as well. And that's Allah and Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Siminun Gimel, Sivtaz Vav, that a Shliach Tzibur that's Kavua, that goes up to the Amud, should the Shulchan Aruch actually writes, he should go up Me'atzmo, he doesn't have to wait till they tell him to go up. So the Bira Gra on the spot says, what are you talking about? Our Gemara says, Shliach Tzibur needs to be Mamlech, that needs to ask somebody. He can't just walk up to the Amud to Davin. So the domestic Eliezer, he says, no, he doesn't have to ask somebody for permission to Davin. But when it comes time to start, he should turn to the crowd and see if they say, yeah, go ahead, start. You know, little things in terms of, the details within the tefillah, he should, out of derech eretz, wait for the tzibur to give him approval. But to actually daven, that you could do like Shulchan Aruch says, if he knows that he's the shliach tzibur kavua, he's the one that always davens there, so he can go ahead and daven. Okay, we'll continue to try to bring further raya tomorrow, whether there is shira by an olas nidava.